and Brandon with you here on the game. The Royals postponed today, so we are with you until 6 o'clock. They'll play a doubleheader on Wednesday against the Red Sox. And as you told me, Yordano Ventura will still start tomorrow, and then Ian Kennedy.
And Edison Volquez.
And Edison Volquez.
Just saw in that last break that Ned Yost is going to talk to both of them, and they will decide for themselves who's going to pitch which game. But we do know that it'll be the nightcap that David Price pitches in for the Red Sox. So one of them has to choose to go up against David Price, and that's not an easy task.
Well, no Royals tonight. Unfortunately, I really actually don't like that. I would rather have a game to watch tonight and a game to watch on Wednesday.
Yeah, but there are some positives for sure.
Well, there are. The Royals could definitely use the day off after playing 13 innings, having to use all the pitching that they did yesterday, certainly. The Game 1350 on Twitter, you can answer the poll question about the Joey Bats-Jose Bautista fight. Did you gain respect for him or lose respect for him after taking the punch that he did from Odor of the Rangers? For now, we'll turn our attention to John Curry and some K-State Athletics talk here, because he met with us members of the media for probably like an hour and a half. It was a long luncheon out at the West Stadium Center, just to talk about anything and everything, and a lot of the conversation focused on conference realignment and expansion and all that, as well as a lot about just K-State athletics, the future of K-State athletics. One thing that was reiterated multiple times, and I don't think this will really surprise you too much, I think most from the Big 12, not named David Boren, probably would echo this sentiment right now, that the Big 12, according to John Curry, is as strong as it's ever been.
Overall, I feel like we are as healthy as we have. We're healthier than we've been probably maybe at any time in our history in terms of unity and trying to work together and trying to find common ground.
Now, that may be true, but I think most people look at the date of 2024-25 when the grant of rights expires for everybody's media rights, which is what's really tying everyone together right now, is a date that the conference could still implode because, hey, everyone's on board right now because they sort of have to be. But what happens when they do get some more freedom as that approaches and gets closer, assuming that you don't get some kind of new deal where everybody's grant of rights extends further than that? So there's always a possibility, right, the Big 12 could still fall apart, especially when you see Oklahoma wanting one thing and Texas wanting another thing. That, to me, always makes you worried, and especially being in K-State's position, you always have to be worried, do you not, when you see Oklahoma and Texas going after it, because your long-term security at a major football conference hinges on those guys getting along, more or less.
Well, yeah, it does. And, you know, I wasn't really surprised by much that John Curry had to say on this issue today, because for someone in his position, you know, you don't want to go out there making headlines when your school, K-State, certainly doesn't bring the chips to the table that the schools of Oklahoma and Texas do. It doesn't do K-State or the Big 12 any favors by him making headlines and taking a really decided stance one way or the other on this. So he may feel a little bit differently than what he actually had to say, but he's being politically correct. He's doing what the smart thing would be to do. And ultimately, I don't think that how he feels about it is going to be a huge impact on what the Big 12 chooses to do anyway.
Well, I did really like his answer when he was asked about, what do you do if the Big 12 falls apart? You know, what's K-State's contingency plan, so to speak, if that type of thing were to happen, especially after going through it in 2010, where, I mean, the stories come out now, Oklahoma was 30 minutes away from leaving for the Pac-12, which really would have been the end of the Big 12. You were that close to having to figure out whatever the contingency plan would have been. So what would K-State do if the Big 12 does fall apart? How much are you thinking about that?
It kind of comes into, you know, the buckets of what can I control and what can I not control, right? And what I can control is, are we operating in the right way? Are we growing? Are we, you know, building our foundation? Are we establishing our national brand? Are we doing all those things which we're supposed to do every single day?
I actually really like that response, because I'm sure there's some things going on, backdoor type of things, conversations being had between some of the schools that are in a similar position as K-State, what happens if things do blow up, but you're not going to publicly come out and say that. And really, ultimately, in a situation like that, that is the best thing you can do, is focus as much of your energy as you can into just making yourself as attractive an entity as possible. Make K-State as attractive of an option for any kind of potential conference if the Big 12 does go away as you possibly can. And that means building the facilities, you know, putting in the veneer complex, doing everything that you can to make the football program in particular viable. I mean, basketball, certainly there's that too, and there are other things that can help you out a little bit. But really, we know in a conference realignment world, unless you are Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, basketball doesn't really matter too much here. What matters is football. So you got to put all your resources into making sure that your football program is as viable as possible by 2024-25 if something is going to happen with the conference. And then outside of that, hey, that's all we can do is make K-State as good as we can. We can't change the location of Manhattan. We can't change the history of K-State. All we can do is make K-State as good as we can right now.
Yeah, I've thought of a comparison to make here, and I'll see what you think of it. But it's kind of like the weather. And when there's a big storm coming in, you can't change the fact that that storm is coming. All that you can do is make sure that you've got your car in the garage, you've got all your windows closed. Just you prepare yourself as much as possible to reduce whatever negative impact that storm would have. And that's kind of what this is like for K-State and the Big 12. K-State is not going to be at the forefront of anything change-wise with where they're going to go or what the Big 12 is going to do. K-State can only work on developing its brand, developing its football and basketball programs to be at the best level they can be and the most attractive they can be if that doomsday scenario comes through where they have to find another home.
I like that that analogy. I do. I mean, I would equate it also to just yourself in life in general, whatever it is you actually want to pursue, want to have out of life. You can't force the people that you want to like you to like you. You can just make yourself what you are, make yourself as good as you possibly can as a person in whatever aspect of life, and hope for the best. There are things out of your control. If you're wanting some kind of new job or whatever, you just do the best that you can for yourself and hope that it works out. You can't control whether or not someone is going to want to hire you necessarily, but you can do things to help yourself out.
And that weather analogy does assume that you don't have the money that Texas does to build a steel dome over your house so that literally the weather cannot impact you, because that's the equivalent of what Texas has with their situation.
Well, that honestly works a little bit better because here we're talking about making yourself better, whereas the storm, yes, I guess you are protecting yourself, but I would say this is not necessarily as much about protecting yourself as it is improving yourself,
yeah.
Which there is a difference, I think, between self-protection and self-improvement. But
right.
Yeah, we're splitting hairs here. I mean, I was actually very impressed with that response. I think that's about the best way that you can handle it right now, both in what you're publicly saying and in what you're doing in practice to try and prepare for what happens if the Big 12 goes away. We'll hear more from John Curry at 5:10. How often is he thinking about Bill Snyder's eventual replacement? But next, some K-State football demons were exercised this weekend, and I think a lot of people may have missed it. I'll tell you what that is coming up next here on The Game.